Kevon Kelozeko, Ili Nishmas, Ashlein Sri Ben Avram Yuda Halevi, Rab Shlein Betsvi, Ben Avram Yuda Halevi, Shama, have an Aliyah. Okay. We're up to Mishnah Paragimel, Mishnah Hey. Okay, we did a Sefer Shnimchak in the Shabbos. Shmoyim in the Chamesh Shoyos. Here's a Sefer Shnimchak that was erased, and it's only left over 85 letters. Kiparshas Vayhi bin Soya Ha'orain. There are 85 letters in that parsha. Shabuchumish Bamidbar, Chumish Bamidbar. Mitameyas Hayodayim. Shakin Parsha.
Okay, so is it only that parsha, or any time you have 85?
Any, a collection, the Gans Chamesh Chumash Torah, any 85.
Anywhere you got 85 letters?
You take 85 letters from the whole Sefer Torah.
Okay.
85 out of 305. I wonder what the percentage is. It's more to Gazach. Find out what the number is. You'll find out later what the percentage is. And that will be a very fascinating number to know, to memorize. It's a significant number. That's what's significant. Vaita. I have you. How many letters? You want to find that right now?
No.
Not pointing to you. No. Not pointing to you. Okay. No. Okay, it's okay. Not pointing to you.
It's 85 letters.
No, the whole
Sefer. These 85 letters. It has 85 letters.
Yes.
A Sefer that was Nimchak. Erased.
Right.
Erased.
The entire parchment, the entire Sefer Torah, which once
was erased.
Time, it was erased.
All you have is 85 letters
left.
That's it.
Scattered.
Scattered. We're in the same.
So the entire Sefer Torah has still retained Kedusha to the degree where if you touch it, you become Tamei.
That's it. Very good.
Good. Bamidbar is divine three parts. The other four svarim, seven. So they have three plus four. That's a total of seven.
Sefer Shnimchak from the Shtar by Kaminyan.
The Megillah means one piece of parchment. A Uriah means a piece of parchment.
Megillah shekasav b'shmeinu v'chamesh oisiyos.
A Uriah.
Shosefetera shekasav b'shmeinu v'chamesh
oisiyos. Kaparsha yibin tzaharoin. Harehi mitameh sidah zavazach.
Doesn't have to be Gan Sefer Torah.
Kol kisya. No, I don't like it. Kol kisya kodesh.
Kol kisya kodesh.
Yep. Kol kisya kodesh. Torah to three things. Teire, Nevim, Ksuvim. Teire, Aksuvim, Lushloshna Kodesh. Metam, Lusidam, Kmosh, Gavash, Beiran, Lutam, Baratam, Lubeir, Mishne, Gimel. Period. The Gans, Teire, Nevim, Ksuvim, that Lim, Lushna Kodesh, Metam, Lusidam. Okay, all Metam, Megillus, Kohelis. If you have a Sefer Ksuvim, Tehillim, a Sefer Tehillim, a Sefer, Dunilus, Nechamia. Any Sefer of Ksuvim, or any Sefer of Nevim, is Metam, Es Hayadayim. There are 24 Sefer Tanakh. Chof Dal Sefer Tanakh. The simon is Chanukah. Chanukah is Ches Nevim Uvav Kisuvim. Uvav and Hey Megillus. Do you know that? Chanukah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Ches Nevim. Ches Vav Nun. Ches Nun is Ches Nevim. Vav is six. Chof is Kisuvim. And Hey is the five Megillus. On the time, those are the 20, the Chanukah's Rosh Tevis of Ches Nevim and Vav Ksuvim and Hei Megillus.
So what?
And the five Chamisha Chum Shetorah. It's a famous word, Chanukah. Ask around. Ask Gerdman Suf, he knows that. The time is time, Kamosh, Kavari, Avayin, Hapam,
Megillah. Kokis, Akkadish, Teravim, Ksuvim, Akkadish, and Belash, and Akkadish, and Tam, I don't understand.
Hakasuvim. It's telling you that it's loved after.
We just said 85.
Right,
gotta
so
be 85.
You may be misled to believe this in the Sefer Torah, not when it comes to the Ksuvim. Kamashmalon, this principle applies even to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If not for this part of the mission, you may be misled to think that only this applies to Sefer Torah. No, it applies even to anything. Even when it comes to Nevi'im.
Kol Kisvei Kodesh.
Kol Kisvei Kodesh.
Ksuvim Lashon HaKodesh. The time of its
Yidayim. What about Shir Shirim and Kohelis? Sometimes Megillus, Yal Pisha Megillus, Elu Klolus, because even though these are included in Kisuvim, even though the Megillah is to Chomesh
Megillah
are also.
Shashiru Kehelis Betaminis.
The Afalpi, what's the repetition?
Shemegillos, Elu, Kolos, Kelulos. I understand what it means.
Stop banging.
You don't like my bang?
Like a child. Behave yourself. What are you, a baby?
I'm banging.
What are you, a baby? Behave yourself. Calm down.
I'm banging.
Stop banging. Stop it. Behave yourself.
What do you think this is?
You're in a public place.
It's my potatoes. It's my potatoes.
The Ava Pisha Megillus Ailu Klus, because the Kodesh Nakra Osnatana Ben Biuchot,
Mishum,
the Machlekes Sheyesh Bohen, what's Machlekes?
Yeah.
Rabbi Hudo Emer, Shiashi, Metame Sedaim, because Machlekes. Nechluku Allah may disagree. The Chum disagree, and they hold that the Kohelis is not. Why not?
Not
in Metame Sedaim.
Not what?
Not Metame Yedaim.
Chachamim?
Yeah.
So why are we passing like the Chachamim?
Let's see, Rabbi Yossi, let's finish the whole mission. We'll see. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kohelis, any time time period. Why? That he holds that Pumpakert, Kohelis is definitely not Mitami Yadayim. Because Kohelis is not, he holds, is not written with Ruach HaKodesh. It's not, it's just pure Chachma, it's pure wisdom. It's pure, it's all from the Baich. Weiter. The Shir Hashidim Machlekes in Metame Yesa Yadayim is Machlekes. Rabbi Shimon says Kohelis Mikule Besham Mukum Besalol Shere Shamai Mikilumba the Oyim Shaina Metame Es Hayadayim. Fine.
We're getting a lot of different on the Yom Yisya. I'm getting very confused.
Fine, we'll go back and read the Mishnah. But right now we have to just appreciate there's a big Machlekes when it comes to these two books. When it comes to Shir Hashirim and when it comes to Kohelis, there's a Machlekes and Mishnayis, if they are Metame Yadayim or not. Some hold it or not. There might be reasons why these are unique from the Chof, Dalet, Tzvi, Tanakh. These are unique and they're not Metame.
Because they didn't want them to. There was fear in some of it. No, they didn't want in Kohelis, I think. In
contradiction. They want to be Goynes, Sefer Kohelis, because they were contradiction. No. Whoa. That was Nevin. They want to be Goynes, Sefer Yecheskel.
Also, because of one of these things.
I don't know, not kefiwa. How can you say that kefiwa? Let's see why. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Azai, Mekubal Anim, Yipi Shim, Vishnayim Tzkeinim, Yom Shoshivu, Rabbi Lozab and Azai, Yishiva. I have a tradition. In the name of the 72 Zakenim on the day when they appointed Rabbi Lozab and Azai to be in the Yishiva, they appointed to be the Rosh Shiva. Shemilu, Rosh Yishiva Yavne. Yachash, Shavu, Rosh Shavu, Gamil, Minis Yusuf, Mishum, Shehel, because he insulted. Okay, he insulted the Helike Rabbi Yoshua. On the day of an insult, the blood got hot, and they answered all the kashas. And that day, when they uprooted Rabbi Yoshua, and they gave Rabbi Yoshua boot. When they gave him the boot and
Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Gamliel.
I'm Gamliel, sorry. Mishum, he insulted. They removed him Gamliel and they appointed Elizabeth Azariah. No. And they insulted Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I don't know the Gemara, I don't know. I don't know what it says there. I don't remember, I don't know. I don't know what I'm ignorant. Don't make believe.
I'm a daf yomi.
Time already has come.
He says, I give a
time has come.
I give a daf yomi,
Time has come to be humble, because more yesterdays than today.
We tried it full.
I have more yesterdays than tomorrows. More yesterdays than tomorrows.
I know you too well.
And therefore, time has come.
Don't give me this stuff, okay?
To become humble. Listen, don't embarrass me in front of the whole world. The whole world is listening.
Who's here?
This thing over here is being broadcast.
Would your mother say? Used to say when you used to do the humble stuff? What she said?
You have your own sefer Torah. The shail is if my shulchan aruch is mitames yadayim. My Shulchan Aruch not only is Mitamei Tkam Kol Aguf. How do you like that?
The Welt. Forget about
it's the ganze Guf.
It's Mitamei the Welt.
Andere Shulchan Aruch, it's Mitamei the ganze Guf. Stam is Sefer Tzadik Yadayim, not the Guf. My Sefer Tzadik Yadayim, the ganze Mensch.
The Welt.
Shishir Hashim, Mekahalis, Mitamei Se Yadayim, Kechol Kisei Kodesh, Ab Megilas, Elu Nemu Buruch HaKodesh. Omar Bekiva, Chas V'Sholoim, The Hilda Rikiv himself says no such thing. Everyone agrees that the Rikiv says that Shir Hashirim is not. He's saying the reason why it's not mitame yes hayadam is because it's too holy. In other words, Chazal would not have the ability to say for Torah, no, it's tame. But Shir Hashirim, Chazal could not have the power to contaminate the Shir Hashirim. It's too holy. It's holier than the Torah. Kol ha'sarim kodesh.
Gehalus, yeah.
Gehalus is mitame yadayim. But Shir Hashirim, he's saying Shir Hashirim, he's saying a whole new svarah. It's so holy. It's kodesh kodashim. Chazal would not consider declaring tumah midrabanan, even because of the mice, even because of because you wouldn't do that. How can you think it's a pegima? It's a pegima in the kedusha of the sefer Torah to say that it's metame yesayadayim. You're associating tumah with the sefer Torah just because you don't want people to put food in the Aron Kodesh. There are other ways, other solutions. Chazal can find other solutions in order to prevent people from putting tumah in the Aron Kodesh. So what is your solution? We'll say the sefer Torah is tame. What kind of impression do you give people? What kind of impression do you give a child to say, if you touch the Sefer Torah, you become Tame? That means Torah is no good. Torah is Tame. What kind of chinuch is that?
No.
It's a Pella. Mamash a Pella. So he's saying, so whatever reason.
He's just saying only about Shir Hashirim.
Right. Because Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kodashim. What if it's Mamash Taka Pella de Gazach? Now that you see the Svar, opens up a whole question. Taka, why is it so? Why is it because the Chazal allowed themselves to contaminate the Sefer Torah? And if they do this, the reason why they want to say that it's not mitane is because it's not even kodesh. It doesn't even rate. It doesn't even rate to be called sefer kodesh.
It's the shirim or kohelas.
Kohelas, because kohelas is not even kodesh, because it's chacham of Shlomo Melech. Who is the son of the father-in-law, the brother-in-law, Shabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan is the son of the, that's what the fancy way of saying is your brother-in-law. In the Torah, there's no way of saying a brother-in-law. The husband, the Baal, the Baal,
Achois Ishtai.
Omar Rabbi Yochanan, who's Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua? Who's he? He is the son of the father-in-law, Shel Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva is married to a woman, and his wife has a brother, and her brother's name is Rabbi Yochanan. That means that his father's name, Rabbi Shver, Rabbi Akiva's Shver is Rabbi Yeshua ben Yeshua. Kedir ben Azai, Kach Nechelku, Shnechelku, Gamal Shiashim, the same with the argue. They argue on both. In mitamnes sayadayim, they argue on both. V'chin gamu sheshtei hamigilos mitamos esedem v'halacha. He holds no. He holds they argue across the board. They argue on Shir Hashirim. They argue on kohelas, and they're both the machloikis. If the mitamnes sayadayim sheshtei hamigilos mitamos esedem v'chin halacha. Yesh masvivas de Rabbi Akiva shakol aksuim kodesh v'Shir Hashirim kodesh kadoshim b'mei shakol atoyim mispareshes be'arba drachim. Pshat, remes, drushtoid. Ulfiko, therefore, b'mokam sheichom ulfarish as a inyan gam kibshutoi, who rak koidesh. So, ba'al shir shirim she'ain efshars vishum ponim, lefarish, chalila as shir ahavash kibshutoi, there's no pshat. Harei shazo koidesh kodashim, there's no pshat. Klemmer, ach verak shiros vishishbachis, lemelch malchim lachim kodash baruchu. Therefore, harei hadrani.
That's the name of the guy.
Who said this? Over here, there's no pshat. If there's no pshat, that's why it's called Kodesh Kodashim. When there's no pshat, it's called Seder. What is Seder? That's why you say Shir Hashirim when the Seder is over. Because Seder, what is Seder? Soid, Drush, Remes. Where's the pshat? There's no pshat. It's called the Shirois Vishesh Bachar. Just like Shir Hashirim is telling us, no pshat.
What do you call it?
The word Seder. Seder. What is Seder?
Okay, let's go on.
What is the word Seder? What letters are Seder?
To make a difference.
It does. It's important you should know this. What is Seder? Soid. If I remember, Soid would say this, you'd be jumping out of your chair. What is Seder? Soid, Drush, Remes. You're only missing one letter. You're missing the pay. Pardes. There are four Mahalachim Torah. Just said it over here. Pardes. Pardes. So you're missing.
You're missing Pardes.
You're missing the pay.
Nope.
Say there, backwards.
So
the Lel say there is equivalent to Shir HaShirim. Just like Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodashim, because there is no Pshat. You can't translate the words in Shir HaShirim.
Why is there Pshat in the Seder?
Because it says that we love that it talks about body parts.
I'm talking about the Seder.
Because it's Kodesh Kodashim. What you read in the Seder.
What? Because there's no Pardes.
There's no Pshat. It's not to everything that you learn when you say about the Seder Pesach. It's not to be interpreted literally. It's all a metaphor for the Golus, the Mitzrayim. We have to apply it to ourselves.
You're making this up as you go on.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you what the Olam says. Seder, the reason why it's called the Lel Seder is because don't sit down by the Seder, like it's July 4th, Independence Day. Independence Day.
Okay, right then.
You don't appreciate that part? No. Okay. I can't help you then.
Sounds like you're making it.
I'm not making this up.
Go ahead.
You think I make things up?
Yeah.
Seder shenimchak a sefer shenimchak v'mishtaybo shmoin v'chomesh oisyoz ki parashas pahi b'nesoy haroin mitame esayadayim. It contaminates the hentala. Okay?
Megillah. This is the easy part.
Okay. Megillah means a chumash. A piece of cloth.
Up.
A piece of cloth. So oichet shakasa ba shmoin v'chomesh oisyoz ki parashas pahi b'nesoy mitame esayadayim. Next, not only a Torah, not only
Kol Yiriyah,
Kol Kisya Kodesh, not a Seidayim.
Now, still here, everything's okay. Great.
Now, we have big office. What about, there are two Sfarim. The two Sfarim are, these are two extremes. Shir HaShirim is an extreme in the form that it's Kodesh Kodashim, and Koheles is in the extreme that it might be Chochmas Adam.
These are the two extremes.
Shir HaShirim and Metam HaSeidayim. Even though these are two extremes, there are two extremes of the Chamish, of the Tachaf Dalet, it doesn't matter.
No.
Rabbi says question, no. These are the two extremes.
The
Sefer itself. There are part of Kisvei Kodesh. It's not so simple. Now we're coming to say it's not. Then said before that it's Matame, there are exceptions. When we said that Kisvei, that the Chavdal, even Kisuv, Matame, Yasidim, you should know that.
Alpha, Pisha, Megillah, Sailor, Kos, but Kisvei
Kodesh.
Nakdanus, and Atana,
Bibiyukos.
Bishum, Hamachloikis, Yesh Bahan.
This is a Machloikis, maybe.
This is a Machloikis, that's the answer.
So what are these two extremes? Shir HaShirim is the extreme of ultimate Kedusha.
Shir HaShirim, Koheles,
Matame. Koheles, and the Koheles is the Shir of the lesser.
Shir HaShirim, Koheles, Matame, Shidayim, Koheles.
But let's read the words. Shir HaShirim, the Koheles, the Tanakhama says, the Chacham say, no. The Mitamin es Hayadayim, they're no different. They're no different. Oh, it depends. Shir HaShirim, Mitamin es Hayadayim.
Koheles, Machlokes,
Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Pumfakert. Koheles, Ein Avadayim, Mitamin es Hayadayim. It's Chochma Shleiman. Shir HaShirim, that's the Machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says, "Koheles mikule beishamai." Koheles shamai holds it. It's not matame sedayim. It's not matame.
Mikule beishamai.
Mikule. It's leniency beishamai. Beishamai holds it. It's not matame sedayim. It's not matame. Umechumre beisil holds it. It is matame sedayim. Okay, this is one of the examples where beishamai is machmir and beisil is meikel.
Go ahead.
Okay, the only handful of them.
No, meikel.
Where beishamai is meikel and beisil is machmir.
Two elders.
On the day this was the where they paskim biyom shayshivu es Rabbi Loz ben Azayi b'yeshiva, on the day when they gave to retirement Rabbi Gamliel, and they appointed a new Rashi Loz ben Azayi who was only 18 years old.
Shashir
Hashirim v'kohelus mitam esayadayim. They pass in the mitami both.
Rabbi Kiva.
Oh, Rabbi Kiva, no, chas v'shalom.
No,
Adam Yisrael al Shir HaShirim. No one disagrees on Shir HaShirim. Shalom mitami esedayim. Why? Because it's too holy.
Shein
kol olam kula kedaikiyam shenid by Shir HaShirim. The holy Yisrael. It's not the world's not even deserving of such a sefer. Shekol aksuvim kodesh v'shir HaShirim kodesh kodashim. V'yim nechlekov. You want to say this machloikus
or nechlekov el ha'kodesh. Therefore, it's not mitami.
It's not matame. Rabbi Kiva holds it's not matame because I told you it's too holy.
Therefore,
they would never be goyzer tuma on Shir HaShirim. It's a big depression. If you're going to tell me there's machloikis, if there is a machloikis, it's only by Koheles.
Only Koheles. That's Rabbi Kiva. Right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan
and Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua, who happens to be Ben Chama of Shoah, he's his brother-in-law. Kedivrei ben Azai.
Punktake.
The Kedivrei ben Azai. Kedivrei ben Kedivrei ben Azai kach nechleku, like the words of Ben Azai, so they disagree, which means they disagree across the board. They disagree across the board. What did Ben Azai say? Ben Azai, where was Ben Azai in the Mishnah? Where was Ben Azai? Rav Shimon Amar Rav Shimon ben Azai. So he says, "Kedivrei ben Azai, shenechluku gam al shir hashirim, gam al koheles, in mitam esayidayim." No, I hold that they disagree. I hold that they disagree.
What's
on
he
both.
Bringing down this moment for?
He's coming.
You know what Ben Azai holds. You know what Ben Azai holds.
It's not really Ben Azai. It's not even him. It's really his father. It's Amar Rav Shimon ben Azai. So he's calling over here Kedivrei ben Azai. He's calling over here Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that the metame, they're both metame yadayim. Mekubal ani mipi Shiva Shem Tzchinim Shem 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 Shem. So he says, I have a tradition. Kedivrei ben Azai, kach nechel kach. They argue on the words of Ben Azai. Ben Azai says they're both metame yadayim. Both. The both metame. No, they disagree on both. The machloikis is there are opinions that say that both are not metame yadayim. Not like my brother-in-law Rabbi Akiva, who says that shir shum, no one disagrees. Ben Azai says that both metame yadayim. There's nothing to discuss. Rabbi Akiva says no. Shir shum is not metame yadayim. He says Rabbi Akiva, my brother-in-law, I'm sorry, you're wrong. I'm sorry. The same way there's a machlokes, you even agree there's a machlokes when it comes to Kohelas. There's also a machlokes in regard to Shir HaShirim. There's one opinion that says it's tamei, one opinion that says not tamei.
Why does it have to repeat what he says?
Yeah, so he's saying that there's machlokes across the board. Kach nechlechu b'chein gomor. That was the gemar from the Sanhedrin, from the 72 zakenim. You got it all wrong. In the attic of the Ali, when they argue the 72 zakenim, they pass in that there's a machlokes. And the maskana was there's a machlokes of Shir HaShirim is metamei es. Yadayim, just like this machlokes of Koheles is mitamei es yadayim, halacha lebayis how we pass the Shulchan Aruch, it's all mitamei es yadayim, even both Shir Hashirim and Koheles, they're both mitamei es yadayim. Okay, that concludes this parak. Got it?
No, really.
Boy, by yoy, man, that yagav mishnah kedemus, avagav mishnah kedemus, moisik bo parakim lo chaviyat, oit ham lo halacha shalayim din nim bivu gavu biyom.
This is the day that they
appointed biyom shashiva shaviyolos ben Azariah biyeshiva k'moy shabiyang nisham.
Yeah.
Boy, by yoy, biyoy, shemino shaviyolos ben Azariah biyosh yeshiva biyavne. Nim nu amlo halachot molav leminyan b'dav binim gamu pasku es halacha b'rev das al arevas haraglayim areva harsu lerechitzas haraglayim. A basin that's used to wash your feet. Shehi mishnei lugin v'yad tishakavin. The size is two lugin. Okay, a lug is four kiddush cups. A revius haloig. A revius haloig is, so it's three, so it's 12 ounces. 12 ounces times two, 24 ounces. Until tishakavin. Tishakavin, okay, so two lugin is 24, whatever nine is. Hamachzekes mishnei lugin. Amachzekes mishnei loigin, which is a half a kav. We had tisha kavin. A kav is massive. Okay, nine kavim shemistika, cracked. You have a basin. You have a bowl. Okay, you have a big bowl,
yeah.
And the bowl is used to wash your feet.
Yeah.
And the bowl has a certain size, a certain minimum size, and even a maximum size. Amachzekes and it's used to go. Amachzekes mishnei loigin. We had tisha kavim shemistika, cracked. The ain't machzekas mayim kedei rechitzas regular. There's not enough water to even wash one foot. She mitame midras mekabelas tumas midras hazav lefi shehi ruil yeshiva. So what do you do when it breaks? If this thing breaks and no longer can contain liquid, you turn it upside down and you use it as a chair, as a bed. You use it as a couch. That's what they did in Chazal's times. It's not fit for its original purpose, so they turn it upside down and now you sit down it and you rest upon it as a couch. Good. Hello?
Start from the beginning.
It says here you have over here a basin, you have a bowl, a big, big, big bowl.
And
the
bowl. Arevas?
Arevas haraglayim. Arevas is a pot or a big a basin that's meant to wash your feet.
Mishnei lugin.
What is the size? It's the size, the smallest, it's a variable size. Either going to be the smaller size is two lugin, and the maximum size is tisha kavim. Okay, we don't have to get into details of what those things are, but basically it's a big bowl. It's a big bowl that people would use to wash their feet. Now the bowl, if it's cracked and the water leaks out, so it's not functional. If it's not functional, so what would the average person use it for in the time of Chazal? Would they throw it in the garbage? No. They would take it, they would turn it upside down, and they would use it as a place to sit down upon.
Yeah, because it's not, you can't use it as a ball anymore.
Right, so you use it now as a chair.
Yeah.
The law is... It's the size, the smaller size is 2 lugin. The atisha kavin, the maximum size is 9 kavin.
That's what an areva is.
That's what this thing is. This areva is haraglayim.
That you wash your feet with.
Yes. Amachzekis, like you wash your feet with
half a kav.
The smaller size is 2 lugin. The maximum size is tisha kavin. Machzekis mishnei lugin. The atisha shenisul cracked. You can't even use to wash 1 foot. So now what do you do with it? You use it as a chair. A zav is only metame, a mishkav, as an avatuma, if it's meant for sitting upon. If you take you take something that's not meant for sitting
down.
Look at the picture.
The guy wants to, look at the picture.
Areva,
it's cracked. Now he's using to sit
down. So now, when he sits down, it becomes an avatoma.
Right.
If this was not meant for sitting down upon, this cannot become an avatoma.
Okay.
This would become yubitar. Because as long as it makes physical contact with it, if his garments touch it, then I'm not an avatoma. But now that this is meant to sit down upon, it becomes an avatoma.
Shavu b'tavu midras. Makabalist, but he's saying it does makabalist.
Yeah, because now it's meant to sit down upon.
But you're saying it cracked.
That's why it's now a midrash. If it did not crack, it was complete, and you turn it upside down and sit down upon, does it become tamei?
It should.
No, it doesn't.
Caleb, don't?
No, unless you make physical contact.
Well, he's sitting on it.
No, his clothing is touching. He's not. His body is not touching it. He's an avatoma, and his clothing are a rishon. So when he sits down, assuming the clothing are a rishon, so when he sits down upon it, a rishon is touching the
utensil. So that's ruil yeshiva? When it's not cracked, it's not ruil yeshiva?
No,
why
no.
Not? Why can't it be ruil yeshiva?
Because that's not what you use it for. It's not its function.
Doesn't make a difference, but if I'm sitting on it, that's ruil yeshiva.
No, this is a basic rule. We learned this 100 times,
come on.
And when it comes to it comes to a mishkav, a marsha, it's a mishkav for the yeshiva.
Don't do it to machalak yeshiva.
No, it's not machalak
yeshiva. Sherevi Akiva, Ayman.
Kishma means l'shma shem yuchedes hiluachit. It's meant for washing for the shiva. Av apisha ain't a royal hiluachitza. Mikol makan in the mikavolas tomas midras. He holds doesn't make a difference. And the Kiva disagrees. He holds even if it cracks, and it's no longer functional. If a zav sits down upon it, it's torn. Why? That since it's cracked and it's no longer meant for using, you can only use it for sitting upon it, it's an avatoma. Biram calls man shaloi nistuka. If it's not cracked, any time, any time, according to everyone. You tell the person, get up. Amoid. Get up.
Go do your work.
What?
Go do your work.
No,
don't be a lazy guy.
Don't sit down. This is not meant for sin. This don't sit on. You don't sit on the pot.
Can
I feel the ear is cracked? The elbow shoe was zekas. Even if it was cracked, but it's still functional. There's enough water in to wash your feet. Can I feel this? The elbow shoe was zekas. Pachas b'shnei logim. Yosar tishu mule 9 kavim. Eina tamei midras. It's not tamei midras. She'im he pachusim b'shnei logim. If it's less than 2 logim, harehi kekarka. It's like a piece of earth. If it's so small that it does not even hold the katchil two lugim of water, then it's garnished. Then shashim him pechusa mishnei logim harei kikara like a kara means a plate. Vishiura kimoitzi zayis, and the shear is if you have a teeny little hole, then you need the size of kimoitzi zayis, the larger hole. If it's very big, then it's for liquid. A liquid, a teeny hole, the squat is no longer makes it do utensils because when it's made for liquid, a teeny hole, liquid seeps out. But a plate, you don't use the whole liquid. A plate, you use the whole food. So the only time it's tar, it's no longer utensils only when it's a very large hole where zayis can escape. The imhi is ser al tisha kabin. If it's so big, it's very, very large. Then even sitting down, then it's too large to sit down upon. So it has to be between 2 lugim and 9 lugim. If it's less than 2 lugim, then it's a plate. There's a different set of rules. If it's larger than 9 lugim, it's even too big to sit down upon. It's too high. It's also not in the midrash. I'll have to chaz this again tomorrow.
It is makabel tomo or not makabel.
And therefore it's not makabel tomo. Because it's not even right to sit down upon. It's even too big to sit down upon. It's too massive. Okay, we'll have to do this next time. Alright? You don't want to do next time? You finish? How about this? Kovaitam?
I can't hurt the chaza. Start and we'll go right. Right, it's all right.